So in these patients who have ER-positive disease, one of the questions, let's assume that it's HER2-negative, such as this patient, mm-hmm. obviously is whether chemo is going to be introduced or the patient's going to get hormone therapy. This woman had liver metastasis, and yet you used hormone therapy alone. What was your thinking there?
The logic of introducing endocrine therapy is that a lot of times our gut reaction is that we need to go with chemotherapy right away. In adjuvant setting, and also I think there are very limited data in metastatic setting, that when you have a hormone-dependent tumor, if you compare the efficacy of the two class of agents, endocrine agents versus chemotherapy, actually endocrine agents are better for hormone-dependent tumors, because these are far more targeted therapies, whereas the chemotherapy is a shotgun therapy you are offering to them. So that is the reason that I elected to go with the endocrine therapy. Only time I will go with the chemotherapy in a patient with metastatic disease who is hormone dependent, if they have an organ which is vital and it is involved, that it may compromise the quality of life, or the patient may go rapidly downhill, for example, lymphangitic spread. Or if this lady had extensive hepatic involvement with marked derangement of her liver functions, then I would maybe inclined in ER-positive patient to go with the chemotherapy, try to get cytoreduction, and then switch her to endocrine therapy.
Now, what about the sequence of endocrine therapy in postmenopausal patients? What do you generally do or recommend? And what are the options that you consider?